cultural and religious history of Mexico and Central and South America is portrayed in a new show. Art and Imagination in Spanish America, 1500 to 1800, features pieces from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art in California. Right now, it's spending time at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. More than 90 works are featured in the exhibition. Ilona Katsu of the Los Angeles County Museum says we'll see everything from paintings to furniture to tunics and more.
It's a great range, and I think what makes this show especially interesting is that it gives you a broader sense of what the creative output of the region was. I mean, we have to remember that this is a collection-based exhibition, so it's not everything in the least, but it will give people a good taste for how rich and complex the creative work of the area is.
Mark Scala, chief curator of the Frist, agrees. The detail, color, and artistry just might leave a reporter speechless.
I've never known you to be at a loss of words, Paul. That's really surprising to me. But it is a really beautiful exhibition. It features art made in the Spanish Americas from 1500 to 1800, during the colonial period, when Spain basically conquered almost all of Latin America, with the exception of Brazil. Of course, Brazil went to Portugal. And so as Spain came over and really tried to sort of help transform the thoughts and minds of the indigenous people, sometimes they did it with great cruelty, as we all know, but they also sought to do that through instruction in religion.
Religious faith played a big role in the art and culture of Central and South America. One of the prominent paintings in the show is The Elevation of the Cross by Antonio de Torres, who lived in Mexico.
That is a very powerful image. That is an image that we have been very lucky to actually trace back to the Franciscan Church of San Luis Potosí in northeastern Mexico. And it's very powerful because you see this very dramatic crucifixion. What I love about this painting is also kind of the symbolic use of color. The flesh of Christ is very, very white, and it's kind of echoed in the face of the Virgin Mary, who's looking at the crucifixion in complete dismay and sorrow. So by using that tonality for those figures, it creates a very emotional and powerful vector of connection between the two figures.
Scala explains the significance of religious-themed art during that time.
When you're trying to instruct somebody in religion without them understanding your language, one way to do that is through pictures, is through paintings. And so we see a lot of religious artwork that will seem very familiar to many people of the Christian faith, whether you're from Latin America or Europe or anywhere, images of the crucifixion, certainly. And the idea was to inspire the viewers to understand the pathos, to empathize with the suffering of Christ, as any crucifixion image would do.
The paintings and other pieces give us a glimpse into life during the early modern era. Scala says one of his favorite galleries is filled with furniture and decorative arts
that fall under the label of enconchada. Enconchada, if you think of the word conch, that's related to conch shells. And so these objects, whether they're paintings or a table or a chest, are decorated with fragments of shells that are embedded in this incredibly beautiful filigreed wood veneer. And just the technique is, you know, it's mind-boggling. It's hard to even imagine how they could do that. The objects are very, very complex, extraordinarily beautiful. One of the things that I think is a constant throughout the exhibition is the theme of light. You know, light, whether it's depicted or whether it's actually there as a reflection from gold surfaces. The light that seems to be reflected from these shells is otherworldly. So even in an everyday object, there is a sense of the spiritual.
Scala sees the exhibition as a good way to look at history and religion through the lens of art.
There are many images of racial equity that may or may not have been really accurate, but there are also great paintings of something called the casta system. And this is a system of racial hierarchy between people of Spanish ancestry, people of indigenous ancestry, and people of African ancestry. So it gives us an opportunity to look at, you know, racial categorization that has actually plagued much of the world's history, and how they sort of defined a hierarchy of race. And so it's really illuminating to see that. The works are beautiful, they're seductive, but they're also really informative.
Katsu hopes guests will see the world of 1500 to 1800 for what it was and is.
Which is a world where many cultures and traditions collide, converge, intermix, contest one another.
Art and Imagination in Spanish America, 1500 to 1800, can be seen at the Frist until January 28th. FristArtMuseum.org has a lot of information and resources on the exhibit, and Frist is spelled FRIST. Paul Ladd, Nashville.